On this episode of Bricked Up, the Adult Lego Podcast, Old Lego is Bad, Will's Gay, and Liam Had Sex. More to
Yeah.
learn.
Woo! Welcome to the Bricked Up Podcast. I'm Liam, bricked up as usual. Usually never not bricked up.
Liam is the opposite of erectile dysfunction.
I fuck daily. That pussy smell like a Hellcat V8.
My God.
If the pussy don't stank, I don't want it.
Lane went to the gas station, got those boner pills, and never looked back.
I was going to say the
I can't look back anymore. It gave me scoliosis. Anyway,
effects.
joined by my host, Will.
Hi, I'm Will, and I'm a co-host of Bricked Up, the Adult Lego Podcast. It's just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
You can f me if you want to. If you can catch me.
Oh, not that. Don't.
And Ezra, my other co-host.
Yeah, oh, and
What?
he's here.
I'm Ezra and I'm bricked up, and it's just the two of us.
Yeah, he's here too, I guess.
All right. Will and I have been bickering back and forth for the past hour and a half. Well, I'm a full-time student. Well,
Currently? Have you started school yet?
I start school next week, you fucking idiot!
So it hasn't started yet, so you're not a full-time student, you fool. Ezra said that I sounded like Swampy Marsh. Shout out to the people who know who Swampy Marsh is.
Shout out to you, Flintstone family.
Shout out to you, shaytards.
Oh my God, I love the Shaytar. Remember, I liked when he kept on getting fat and skinny again, but then he cheated on his wife.
Yeah, and then you were kind of disappointed because it was like, oh, I was looking so forward to your redemption arc.
Well, all the family vloggers I watched became like horrible people, like Daddy05, Shaytard.
Well,
he didn't become horrible. We liked him because he was horrible.
Yeah, my
Ezra, no, you love Daddy of Five.
I do like Daddy05. I'm in there currently. I'm in their Daddy05 Discord server.
Really?
Yes, I am. I'm in the Daddy05.
I did not know they had one.
I love Daddy05. When I get into like a bad mood, I always watch like the re-uploads. I think it's
You watch
so.
them abuse Cody?
Everybody hated
Pour
Cody.
mustard down Cody's penis.
No, that was Alex. Alex's penis got the hot sauce.
Excuse me?
And then Daddy05 was like, "I ain't gay. I ain't gay. I ain't looking."
Mommy05 went, "You have to
What
look
the
at him. You have
fuck?
to take him to the hospital. Something could be." He went, "I ain't looking at his penis." Your son, bro. You just poured hot sauce down your son's penis and you won't look at him.
I remember when I was hanging out with my girlfriend's friends, and for somehow, some way, Daddy05 got brought up, probably because of me. And I bring it up, and I talk about Daddy05, and nobody's laughing, and like I'm chuckling, like recapping like what happens to these children, and nobody's laughing. That day, I realized not everybody thinks child abuse is funny.
More at 11.
Anyway, Will, do you have any news for us concerning the Lego hobby we all enjoy?
Speaking of child abuse, how about these Lego prices? Wow!
Ba-da-ba-da. Also, we should probably clarify that's Ezra's new thing. We suggested earlier he starts scatting after every joke that he tells.
Well, is it true you got banned from r/girls pooping?
I did. But it was a very mutual banning.
Girls pooping. Oh, also, before we get into the news, I just want to say, our last upload is our most viewed
It
video.
blew the fuck up.
It was awesome. It was like watching a, it was like, because Will said he quit the podcast if our next upload didn't do well, and our next upload did well. That means you guys don't want Will to leave the podcast.
And you know how
Wonderful.
good that makes me feel?
Makes me feel so good.
So good.
So good.
So good. You know, we were uploading our most popular episode to date. We did a YouTube short. Things, well, the YouTube short didn't do very well, but
That's fine.
things are looking up for the bricking up.
Hell yeah.
Hi, I'm Will, and I'm bricked up.
You just did the intro. I did that already.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to say that you are bricked up.
No, I'm not, because I already said that.
He did say that.
Did you already say you were
He
bricked
already
up?
said that.
Okay. Hey, we could do the intro a couple times. We've done it before.
We have done it before. But
I'm
anyway,
bricked
what's the Lego
up. I'm
news?
straight up bricked up. When I got that meat cannon, I'd be shooting straight loads.
Liam's also been talking about loads a lot.
Been talking a lot about loads, man.
I have some news, but how about you start us off, William? You're normally our news guy, so yeah. let's get this rolling.
Okay, fine. Stop pushing me. Look, I'm going to be totally frank with you guys. Call me Frank now. There is no LEGO news this week. Well, there is some, but it's been a while since our last episode, and the news is dog shit. There's nothing new at all, and it's rather upsetting.
Well, I don't fully agree.
There's a couple things, but like there's some stuff, but in terms of quantity, it's low.
Yeah.
I'll start with some podcast news, just kind of breaking the ice here so we don't have to answer comments about it. Liam's haircut is different in the little thumbnail now, so just soft launching that.
We don't get comments anyways, but
we don't. Well,
a hairpiece has not matched me in a long time. I've got long hair, and even the one in the thumbnail is not really correct, but it's the closest one.
Yeah.
So yeah, hope you enjoy.
Yeah, good luck.
Liam really cares about that, personally.
Just more to pull while you fuck.
There's also a LEGO Ideas set.
What?
If you remember, we talked about a LEGO Ideas set approved by fellow YouTuber and mock builder Hachi Roku, who made a set based on Bugs, and it looked very cute, and they released pictures of it. And it looks alright. It's not as good as the original, but, you know, LEGO Ideas usually aren't. So it's good for what we could get.
They should have done a LEGO horsehair worm. They should have done a LEGO tapeworm. They should have done a LEGO dung beetle.
Yeah, I don't really like the
bugs. We're smoking straight grasshoppers out here.
I don't like the bugs they chose. I wish they chose better bugs.
Ezra's a bug.
I'm not a bug, but Will, I just have something to say.
I'm a little love bug.
I'm a bug from the Bug's Life.
LEGO VIP changed. It's now LEGO Insiders. That's big.
How?
Because now we can scan our LEGO sets. You know those QR codes on the Legos on the LEGO instructions. You know you can scan those, and then you get 20 points per instruction booklet. So, what I did, and what all of you should probably do if you have QR codes, scan them in. Get you 20 points. It's tedious. They make you do a math question every time to prove you're an adult.
Every time?
Every single... I'm not even kidding. Every single time you have to do the math question, log in, and then you have to press accept, and then there's a little confetti thing. Every single fucking time. It's annoying. It's tedious, but it has to be done. I gained like 1.2 thousand points.
Which is how much?
It's a lot. It's a lot, Will. It's a lot of money.
No. That's not even enough for the $20 discount.
No, it's a lot of money, as in a lot of sets that I had to scan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I was asking how much it converts to, do you know?
$12.
Oh.
So
is it worth it?
It adds up. I mean, it adds up, right? So, like,
okay.
Let's say I'm at, like, 49,000 and 50,000 is, like, $100. I can't remember. But let's say that's $100, and I scan the thing. I'm 20 points away. Oh, there I go. I get my $100. So it's, you know, it's all good things. I prefer the term LEGO VIP over the term LEGO Insiders. LEGO Insiders kind of sounds like I'm part of some group of people that like to look inside things. I don't know. VIP is more awesome.
My LEGO Insiders, I hardly LEGO. LEGO Insider, I hardly LEGO know her.
Grow up, Will. You're 21 years old and you're saying shit like that.
That's really embarrassing, Will.
Grow up.
Ow. Stop.
LEGO VIP, I would like to pee in her V, aka be an insider.
Whoa! That was actually good. I didn't like the beginning.
I was going to say, you want to pee in her?
Yeah.
Like urinate?
Urinate in a woman's vagina.
Oh my god.
It's a sex thing.
Anyway, so now I have some VIP points, and I think that's really the only news that it matters to.
Yeah, dead news, dead news.
I have some news.
What's the news?
Can I do some news?
Yeah.
I'm craving it. Give it to me. I need it so bad. I'll suck your dick, man. I just need some LEGO news.
Okay.
Okay. Put like crickets after you say that.
Okay. Let's move on.
Liam, can you say, well, that just happened.
He's right behind me, isn't he? They're Eftar Lego sets are being four more of them next year.
Fuck off.
Fuck that.
No idea what they are. I'm actually surprised because I thought they'd done like every single thing that happens in those movies into Lego sets already. But I'm actually curious.
Did they make the boat that gets knocked over when the turkey baster guy from Now You See Me? No. Don't Breathe. The turkey baster guy from Don't Breathe, when he knocks over the ship, is that a set?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
In Avatar 2!
Yeah, I've seen Avatar 2.
I know the ship that gets knocked over. I don't know what a turkey... I don't even know what a turkey baster is.
Avatar 2 is actually pretty good.
Avatar 2 fucking sucked.
Will hates
it. No, it didn't. You went into the movie being like, I'm not gonna like this movie, so of course you're not gonna fucking like it.
No, you know the reason I didn't like it? Because it was a bad story. I had to watch Avatar 2.
No, it wasn't.
Hush. I had to watch Avatar 2 because I was trying to watch the Best Picture movies last year, and I watched that one, but it was still in theaters at the time. No, it was in that weird gap where it wasn't in theaters, but there weren't high quality rips of it, so I couldn't find it online. The only one I could find online was the lowest quality theater recording. Oh. So the visuals were hardly even a part of it for me. And when you take away the visuals, it's a shitty movie. Sorry.
Well, that's why you don't take... Okay, I'm sorry.
That's why you don't like the movie.
Any movie that you take a poor aspect of the movie out of it and then you're left with dirt, I mean, what are you supposed to do? What are you... Like, that's not the movie's fault. That's your fault. You didn't go to the movies. Cry about it, boy. Cry about it, little boy. Like, I went to see Avatar 2 in theaters with my dad. My dad was like, I'm not gonna like this movie. He's like, I don't really like the first Avatar. It was okay. I'm gonna go in this movie. I'm gonna see it because Avatar's a spectacle. He came out of the movie. He's like, oh, you know what? That was pretty good. I said the same thing. I said, that was pretty good.
Pretty good.
The only problem with Avatar 2 was when I was in the theater, there was a little kid. And he stepped on my dad's shoe when he was walking to his part of his assigned seat.
Yeah.
And my dad looked over at the kid. He says, step on my shoe again, you little shit.
Did he really do that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, he actually did that.
Yeah, he did.
Deadass.
Step on daddy's shoe again, you'll be turned into an example. Will, did you see my Letterboxd review of Avatar 2?
I didn't. Did you see my Letterboxd review of Avatar 2? I couldn't stand
it. You ripped into it. I mentioned you in my Letterboxd review, Will, so now I'm kind of feeling bad that you haven't even read mine.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. When did you watch Avatar 2?
Like a month ago.
Okay, well, I haven't really looked at the reviews for Avatar 2 in a while. So let me.
Well, do you look at my reviews? Do you look at my reviews of the movies I watch?
So what happens is I don't if I'm on Letterboxd, I'll see people's star rankings, and there are a few people I will look at the reviews of if I've seen the movie.
And I'm not one of them.
Well, no,
what?
You.
You're what you talk. I leave a comment on your reviews every time. You never respond to me. They're funny as shit.
I just respond. What are you talking about, you little
You
boy?
Never respond. I called the movie Bananas, the monkey movie.
But what am I supposed to do when I made the first, when I made that joke first? I made that joke first, and then you called
You're supposed to laugh at the joke. Leave a nice comment being like, yeah.
What is the joke there?
Because they're monkeys, and I'm saying the movie is Bananas.
That's good.
But I already said the movie's Bananas.
That's so good.
So what? Like, jokes can't be repeated. Once a joke is told once, it can never be told again.
Will, have you seen Planet of the Apes? Have you seen any of them?
No, none of them.
Dies.
Well.
That only hurt Will, because I have seen them.
Okay, wait. I'm looking at Liam.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Liam, I'm not going to read your full review, but I will read the section here. Still, it was cute. We'll probably enjoy watching all Kiri Scenes compilation HD full video on YouTube later. She was my favorite. I don't know why Will hates this movie so much. I'll cut him some slack, though, because he's cute. Oh, thank you, Liam.
You're welcome.
Oh, I didn't read all of it. Oh, yeah, I understand why he didn't.
You didn't even read my review.
Oh.
The only reason my review looks long is because I put spaces in between them.
Yeah, true. Anyway.
Maybe for the listeners, I'll put our respective letterbox pages on the screen so you can follow us, mayhaps?
I have the most followers out of all of us.
I got jack shit on Letterboxd. Well, it's a waste of my time.
Yeah, so.
Actually, I have the most followers. I have one more than Ezra.
Okay, I'll just make a dummy account, follow mine again.
Yeah, and I'll do the same thing, bitch.
Okay, fuck you! Anyway,
And the rivalry continues.
If you want to go to our Letterboxd, give us a follow, that'd be nice. All I'm saying is that I watch movies more frequently than these two, so if you actively look at Letterboxd and you actually want to see people that have been watching movies recently, you'll get more of a kick out of me because I actually rate them. I rate them properly, I rate them correctly, and then I give a little review of them. Sometimes I'm serious, sometimes I'm jokey, sometimes I'm both. You'll get the best of both worlds. Will doesn't even watch real movies.
What the fuck?
Will does watch. He watches.
Will watches fucking Camp Rock 2 and then gives it a 4-star. And then he acts like I'm a cinephile.
What did he watch yesterday? Hold on.
Oh, I like Avatar 2, but I'll watch the Drake Bell Timmy Turner movie.
I did not watch the Drake Bell Timmy Turner movie.
Did you see what he watched most recently?
I think I did, and I was like...
Casper and Wendy.
Casper meets Wendy.
Yeah.
That's not a real movie.
And then he watched King of the Camp.
Okay, wait. Let me elaborate on King of the Camp. I have a story with that one. I watched King of the Camp because it was a movie that I vaguely remembered from my childhood. YTV is the Canadian children's channel. And they tried to make their own ripoff of Camp Rock in 2008, I believe, and it was terrible. But the thing is, it was nearly lost media. Like, I looked it up and I found nothing about this movie, but then my sister conveniently found it on Amazon and she bought it and we watched it, and it was still bad, but there was a story behind it.
How is it lost media if it's available to rent off of Amazon?
It was almost lost media. I found nothing on Google, okay? I couldn't look up how to... The only way that I could watch the movie in full was purchasing the DVD. So it's nearly lost media because there was very, very...
No, it's not because you can buy the DVD.
It was limited stock, dude. We had to get it used.
Dude, it said almost sold out in red on Amazon. It's practically an ancient artifact.
They don't know if it's coming back or if it's coming back in stock, guys.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to keep producing King of the Camp. It's not in high demand.
It's so many buying options.
Anyway.
Dude, it's not even prime one day. This is lost media.
I'm the only person out of us three that watched Renfield.
What? What's that?
The Dracula movie where Nick Cage plays Dracula. It's actually pretty funny. They use star wipes in it.
Oh, nice. I love a good star wipe. Will, put in a star wipe.
I'm the only guy that laughed in the theater when they put a star wipe in the movie. This is the only movie I've seen that had a star wipe. It was so funny.
I love star wipes.
It's available on Amazon Prime Video if you are in Canada, so I would give it a little bit of a... I would give it a watch. It's an hour and a half. I mean, what are you going to lose? It's an hour and a half where Nick Cage plays Dracula and Ben Schwartz plays a mafioso guy. So what's not to love?
It's only an hour and a half, guys. I've gooned for longer than that.
He's gooned. Anyway.
I've edged for longer.
Liam spent like a week straight just gooning.
Let's really get to...
Renfield can't be that bad.
What? I spent all this money on this goon cave. I'm not going to not use it.
Anyone care, dude.
You guys remember when this was a Lego podcast?
Well, I was about to put it back into a Lego podcast. So this Friday... I have a new job, by the way. I have a new job. I sell pillows and mattresses now.
Oh, where are you working?
Actually, I wasn't done with my news yet.
Well, we're past that. Anyway, so...
I literally wrote this down so we can't skip it. Like, I would feel...
Ezra, you sell pillows and mattresses now?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I sell pillows and mattresses now. I work at a mattress store.
Where?
In the mall.
I'll bleep it out. Just tell me.
Casper. I work at Casper Mattresses.
Casper meets Wendy?
Yeah, I was going to comment something about that, but I wanted to tell you over
the in Casper meets Wendy, there's a little man in a mirror who's played by Pauly Shore.
Watch a real movie.
No. Please let me elaborate. It's not a good movie, but there is this man who lives in a mirror and he wears a funny outfit, like a funny wizard outfit. He's a magic man and he speaks in rhymes. He's basically rapping the whole movie and he's played by Pauly Shore. I was foaming at the mouth every time he came on screen.
I just want to say that all you Blade Runner 2049 fans, this guy is who represents you. The guy that watches one movie a week and chose Casper Meets Wendy.
Okay. Anyway, I've never seen Blade Runner 2049, so
I'm the Blade Runner guy.
Oh, you're the Blade Runner. Who's the Dune guy? One of you likes Denis Villeneuve movie. Which one?
I think it's.
I like both. I like. It was me who was defending them that one.
Yeah, I didn't like Dune. I'm not a Dune fan.
Dune was good. Anyway,
I'm only a fan of Dune. Your mom.
All right, Liam. Say your written down news so we can move on.
This is personal news, and it's actually like. You know, you guys might be interested.
Okay.
The reason I mentioned the new Avatar sets is because I actually now own some Lego Avatar sets. And I quite enjoy them.
Which ones?
I got a bunch of new Lego sets recently.
Do you have the one of Tortuga?
What?
The one of Tortuga? The big whale?
The big whale?
Yeah.
Literally, I saw that one in the store, and that's what made me want to get into those sets, but that's the one I still haven't got yet.
So did you get?
I got two from the first movie, the one with Sigourney Weaver, because it was on sale. It was on clearance in the Lego store. Yeah,
of course it was.
And the one with the mech.
Okay, so, yeah.
And I got one of the small fish things, the Eelu.
Yeah.
One of the big fish things, which I forget the name of.
Isn't the big fish thing the whale?
No, it's like a medium fish. The one that...
The skimwing.
Yeah, the skinamarink. That thing.
See, these sets do look kind of cool, though, I will admit. Especially the mech one. I like the mech one.
The Lego sets do go hard, but maybe next time you'll purchase a set that's not from such a shitty movie.
Well, it's not a shitty movie, Will, because it made $1 billion. How about you fucking support movies and go to an actual movie theater instead of torrenting shit, Will?
Will, you basically watched 2001 A Space Odyssey with like half your TV monitor like broken, and you're like, this movie sucks.
Dude, this movie's so boring.
You didn't watch it right, bro.
This movie's so boring. I watched it on mute, and I couldn't understand shit.
I watched it on mute. It was in Spanish with no subtitles, and half my TV was dead pixels. Why is this movie lame?
You see how that doesn't work, Will?
No, the thing is, though, it does kind of work because, allow me to explain myself, allow me to, I'm entitled to a defense, Your Honor.
Thank you, bro.
Avatar 2 is slow as shit. It's
not.
Yes, it is. It's like instead of the way of water, it's like the way of Jell-O. Because you can't swim through it, because you're swimming slowly through it.
Oh, but it's oh so sweet.
But you're supposed to be gawking at the visuals and being like, oh my god, I can't believe this was made by human beings. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
But you're watching this movie and you're like, this looks like shit because I'm watching it on my fucking piece of shit Windows 7.
I don't care like, if you guys.
What the fuck do you?
I don't care if you guys want to jerk off to mocap, but it don't call a movie good when it's bad.
Don't watch fucking Casper Meets Wendy.
I can watch what I please.
This guy watches Casper Meets Wendy.
And that's it.
He watched that and he gave that a bad review.
It's not good.
What were you expecting?
Nothing.
Did you expect that movie? Why did you watch
it?
Who's Wendy? I literally don't know who Wendy is. I literally don't.
Wendy is a little witch. She is played by Hilary Duff. I didn't watch the movie for my own enjoyment. I watched it in a group setting.
Because of its lost media, guys. You can buy readily available on Amazon.
Casper Meets Wendy is not lost media, you fool. It is very well archived.
This fucking dude, I can't believe. Anyway, to kind of go with Liam here and his buying of Lego sets, I thought it would be a fun game to play a little game with you guys. How does that sound? To calm the mood
motherfucker,
down.
Motherfucker just said he'd like to play a game where he plays a game with us.
Yeah, I would like to play a game where I play a game. Liam, say the last fucking thing of news before we get into my fucking game. I'm sick and tired of it.
Your jaw's gonna drop.
Okay.
I bought the Lego El Dorado Fortress.
All right.
It was actually bought for me.
Yeah, I was about to ask. You don't have a job.
I don't have money. I don't have money.
Sorry, I was picking my jaw up.
Cool set. Great. That's it. Let's play Ezra's game where he plays a game with us.
Okay, let's play a game where I play a game with you guys.
The game is called Sit on My Lap and Don't Tell Your Parents. It's Ezra's favorite game.
All right. So I'm going to the Lego store this Friday, September 1st, because it is new Lego set release day, and I'm getting paid from my mattress selling job. I'm getting about $3,000. I don't have rent to pay.
Okay. So well,
I'm going to be buying Lego, but I'm not going to be going crazy at the Lego store. I'm going to be saving
money. Must be nice.
Well, I'm a full-time student, Will. Anyway. So I have a couple.
Currently,
options.
Have you started school yet?
I start school next week, you fucking idiot.
So it hasn't started yet. So you're not a full-time student, you fool.
I'm a full-time student, Will.
Are you student?
What do you mean?
Are you studenting right now?
Currently, no, but I'm a full-time student when next week hits. Are you happy?
Yeah.
I'm a full-time worker. I'm full-time employed, Will. What about you?
Yeah, me too.
Where do you work?
I can't fucking say that on the podcast.
Well, when you're editing this, can you, at the part at the very beginning when Ezra says you and Will have been bickering, just cut forward to this clip.
Okay.
That clip.
Will and I are like a married couple that like lost their love for each other a while ago.
Please do the little dream sound effect where it goes, and then you hear Ezra going, I do have a fucking job, and then continue on with the party.
Anyway, I'm going to say sets, and you're going to say if it's a good idea for me to get it or a bad idea for me to get it. So how will we play?
I like this game.
We get to control what sets you get?
You do, and I'll take a photo because this episode probably won't come out by September 1st. I'll take a photo September 1st when I bring them home, and we can include it in the thing. So if you're watching on YouTube, here's what I got. If I listen to them or not, and let's begin. The DeLorean from Back to the Future, the Lego Icons DeLorean. I've been looking at this one.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
I think it's a nice build, but are you the type of guy to buy those big Technic cars like the Lamborghini and the Ferrari and all those big Technic built sets, you know, the big cars? Are you one of those guys?
The crater cars.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the thing about that. I like Speed Champions, but only the licensed Speed Champions, like the Fast and Furious and the James Bond.
Okay.
Those are the only Speed Champions I own. And then I bought the Lego Icons Transformer Optimus Prime, who is a vehicle, but this one comes with Doc Brown and Cerebral Palsy Guy.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox.
And it's also Parkinson's.
Teen Wolf.
He doesn't have that. He has dementia.
He has Parkinson's.
Oh, yeah.
Teen Wolf 2. Jason Bateman. Anyway, I like how it can become... Have you guys seen the play feature on this thing where you flip a switch and all the wheels go... And it goes into, like, DeLorean flying mode?
No, but that sounds cool as hell, and I like that a lot.
It's really cool. It's $250 Canadian.
250 quid.
So if I were to get this set, it'd be the only set I get. I'm only spending that much money. Or I would get the Ghost as well as the Ahsoka ship. Have you guys seen what those two look like?
Yeah, I think we talked about the Ghost.
Yes.
We did talk about the Ghost, but I don't know if we talked about the Ahsoka ship.
I don't think so.
Question. The Ahsoka ship's a different set.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'd get two ships. I would get two sets.
Okay.
I'm also, with each of these purchases, I'm buying a couple of the series minifigures, the Marvel.
Okay.
So those are a given.
The reason I was confused was because the Ghost set, it comes with two ships, I think, right? Or they say it comes with two ships?
Yeah, but it's really just one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, confusion was cleared up. Two different Ahsoka sets or the DeLorean.
Yeah.
Either way, you're still getting those little boxes of the guys.
Mm-hmm. So which one do we think, guys?
Liam, you want to make your case first?
I'd vote the Star Wars ships.
Oh, that's interesting.
Why?
Here's my reasoning. And I'm not thinking about, like, I don't do much thinking, but I don't like Back to the Future.
Oh.
What?
Strange.
I don't really like those movies.
I'm surprised.
I don't hate them. I just saw them once and then forgot about them, like, they didn't affect me emotionally or at any. Anyways, this is a big car. It's more like a display thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I like the Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. But I'm going to watch the Ahsoka show before I buy anything related.
I watched Ahsoka.
Is it good?
I liked it. My boss did not like it.
At Mattress?
At Mattress. My boss did not like it. He thought it was dull and was not in tune with the character. I thought that... I think that you have to give an a series at least 3 episodes. Because the first 2 set up everything, and the third one's a little bit of a payoff, but you still want to know what goes on the rest of the series. So I'm gonna give it another chance on Wednesday. I thought it was good. I like Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka.
Yeah, because the first episode of Mandalorian Season 2 is just him fucking a gecko woman in a cave for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I would get Ahsoka Tano.
I love that episode.
Because of all the fucking?
Because of the fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
The first episode of Mandalorian, like the first scene, especially because Will's watched this episode 3 times.
Oh, 4 times, I think.
Have we ever explained that? I have not seen.
Your dementia?
It's not dementia. Oh my God.
Will goes, oh, a new Star Wars show every Wednesday. Oh, this guy looks like Boba Fett. I think I'll give this a watch.
When it says I've seen the episode already. Can't be true.
That must have been Mom on my account again. Hopefully Mom.
When I first watched The Mandalorian, it was when it came out. It's like the week Disney Plus dropped for the first time. They released The Mandalorian. I watched the first 2 episodes, and then it was just the first episode, I think. And I watched it weekly. Oh. And then I got to episode 4.
The first episode weekly?
No. I followed the show weekly up until episode 4 when I fell off of it.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, work and shit got in the way.
Yeah.
I was in high school at the time, so, you know, I didn't finish Mandalorian.
When Will had a job.
Yeah. Well, I'm really mad at you right now. But... Mandalorian, I watched the first 4 episodes, I fell off of it, and then I tried watching it, I think a year later, because I heard it got really good. So I watched the show again, and I got through the first 4 episodes.
The first 4 episodes. And then you did it again.
No, the third time I did it,
you did like-
I did not watch those 4 episodes. I skipped those 4 episodes. I finished the first season. I got, I think, 2 or 3 episodes into the second season, and then I stopped watching it.
It's a good, I love all the Star Wars shows. I think we've talked about it before, but I think all the Star Wars shows are really entertaining. So I watch them. And Will, what do you think I should get? Which do I get the 2 sets or the 1 set? What do I do, Will?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's my theory. I've always been more of a quantity over quality type of guy when it comes to Lego. My reason being, I was one of those kids who put his Lego in a big bin, mixed it all together, and then just would build absolutely random shit. So whenever I've looked at a Lego set, or like differences between Lego sets, I've always looked at the amount of pieces, the variety of pieces, the, I guess, playability of the set. And if I were in your position, I'd probably get the 2 Star Wars sets, mainly because...
Holy shit!
What?
Sorry. Look at this. I didn't know this was coming out on September 1st. This changes everything.
What?
Coruscant Guard Gunship.
Yeah, get that. That one's really cool. I want to get that.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold on, guys. I'm getting the Coruscant Guard Gunship. I'm getting this one.
Okay, you fucking just changed your decision?
Yeah. I didn't know this was coming out September 1st. There's the game. Unless I lied, who knows? You'll have to tune in to this episode to find... Well, it's not really a find out, because you know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, because you. That's the thing. I was going to ask when you were doing that, it's like, well, you're taking away the draw of the audience. It's like, oh, we know what he's getting. What's the point of the game?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're scrapping that idea. So, Will, when I said put an image of what I got, put a big middle finger on the screen. Fuck you.
Put a big MILF.
Yeah, put a big MILF on the screen.
Put a big MILF.
And then now reveal what I got. Here you go.
Here, there.
There you go.
That's what Ezra got. Ooh.
And
I hope you put a picture of your credit card, both sides.
No, there's not both sides. It's just my credit card just has a back with all of it on it. Here's a photo.
Okay.
Oh.
Here's a photo. Spend what you want. It's a $500 limit, so don't be too crazy.
Oh, anyway. Go what?
That's like a reward.
Anyway,
that's a reward for the listeners because they've listened so far. It's like, you know what? Since you've been listening so much, here's my card.
Here's something nice.
And if you finish the episode, we'll give you Will's passport and social security. Just don't do anything bad.
Yeah. That wouldn't be good. So don't do that, guys. Come on. Yeah. But like,
don't do anything illegal. Don't go to Afghanistan and cause a bomb.
But everything else is fair game.
Something else.
Do we have time to talk about the used Lego store now?
I have something to say before the used Lego store.
Yeah.
That transfers us into the used Lego store.
Yeah.
Ezra's been on a Lego Dimensions kick recently.
Oh, yeah.
So I've heard.
I've been updating these guys, but I haven't updated them all yet. About all the details, I found on Facebook Marketplace a listing for $50 that came with the PS4 copy of LEGO Dimensions, the Portal, all the minifigures that come with the Portal, all the LEGO Movie characters, all the Simpsons characters, basically all of Wave 1, including the Mission Impossible Ethan Hunt guy.
Ooh.
For $50.
That's a.
I was like, $50.
That's a steal. You're getting some and LEGO and you're getting.
Where do I have to drive to? Where do I have to drive to? Oh, yeah. Fucking, you know, home. Near home. Okay, that's fine.
Same city.
Same city. So I drive there. I get all my stuff. It works perfectly. The game's fun. I've never played the game. The game's a lot of fun. Then I'm like, holy shit. I found another guy on Facebook Marketplace who lives just a little bit over. He has Slimer, both Gremlins. He has... the Jurassic World characters, all that, and I'm like contacting him. He doesn't know what he has. He's like 14, and he sells them to me for $5 each.
Damn!
Oh wow!
Each.
What a steal!
Hold on. Hold on. You guys entertain everybody. I'm gonna name every single character I got. I paid $75 for all these characters. Hold on.
That is outrage because $75. What do you get? You get a bunch of Lego and you get your own game. Liam's not speaking right now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to entertain the podcast for a little bit. My experience with used Lego is one time I went to Value Village, and there was this big bag of Lego. And,
wow.
We got this bag. Most of it was Mega Bloks, but there was some Lego in it. There were some cool parts. And there were these Mega Bloks, basketball players, and it came with a hoop, and it was kind of cute. That is all.
Okay, I'm back. I got Homer Simpson, Harry Potter.
Oh, wait. Start over. I'll do an impression of each character.
Please.
Homer Simpson.
Donut.
Harry Potter.
Oh, a fucking lizard.
Shaggy.
Hey, guys. It's me.
Unikitty.
Hi. Welcome to Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Can I take the next one?
B.A. Baracus from the A-Team. Will, do the black person impression.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I can't.
Mr. T, Will.
I pity the fool.
Okay, Will, now do Cyborg.
Hey, guys.
Okay, back to Liam. Emmett Brown, Dr. Emmett Brown.
Oh, we have to go away.
Emmett.
Did that just fucking happen?
Voldemort.
You go to hell now, Potter.
That was actually good.
That was solid. That was
genuinely good. Stripe from Gremlin. Gizmo from Gremlins.
Oh. Wow, wee woo wah.
Peter Venkman from the Ghostbusters.
This guy's got a tiny dick. I've seen it.
the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Boom. Stay Puft, I'm still going one up your game. What is that? One step to be out the ghetto.
Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible.
Will, you do this one. I haven't seen it.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's my favorite Ethan Hunt book. Raven from Teen Titans.
I'm high on 12 Jason Bournes. We smoking symbiotes. Oh, wait, Raven? Leviosa What did she say? Impus Dingus. What's that spell she does?
I don't know.
That one, Impus Dingus.
Beast Boy, I need you to turn into a horse again. I'm so fucking horny.
Okay, now Beast Boy.
I just want to have normal sex with you with my normal green Beast Boy penis. I don't want to be a fucking dog anymore.
Back to Will. Back to Will. Slimer.
Yagadaboo!
That was fucking awesome. Frosty the Clown.
Homer, I need some financial help here.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, I'm going to eat your dog for breakfast.
Scooby-Doo. Marty McFly.
Ah, I can't fucking draw this picture. My hand keeps shaking, dog.
What's oh, no.
Should I go to the doctor?
Oh, my God. Green Arrow.
And still. This will only take a minute. I don't know.
Doctor Who?
Oh. Did somebody say we've got to go visit the Queen's pussy and get an alien out of there? Let's go.
Bart Simpson.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Will keeps looking at my cock in the movie. Wah! Wah!
Sloth from the Goonies.
Hey, you guys.
Sorry, there's a lot of them, guys. Batgirl from the Lego Batman movie. Batman.
I'm really tired.
It's me, Batman.
Gandalf.
Gandalf.
Fly, you fool.
Wild Style.
Wild. Here I am.
The guy from Midway Arcade.
Yeah, you do that one, Will.
Okay, I got this one. Fuck.
Robin from the Lego Batman movie. Robin from the Lego.
Sorry, I thought Will was taking over. Sorry.
I also thought that.
Oh, is okay. I didn't know if Will was yeah, sure, I'll take over.
I really didn't think there was going to be this many. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. I got them for $75.
Impressive.
This is pretty good. This is a good deal so far.
And we're not done.
No, we're not done.
So Robin.
Hey guys, it's me, Robin.
Finn the Human from Adventure Time.
Jake.
Of course he's got poo brain.
Can you hope you guys like Weezer.
Benny from the Lego movie.
There's a spider. Deep in my soul.
He's been here for years.
Finally, we have Shell from Portal. And that's all of them. I got them all for $75 and all their vehicles.
Nice.
All of this for $75. But here's the thing.
Just kidding. There is no cake for you.
Shaggy's legs, a leg broke off. And it wasn't like a break off where, you know, like you can just put it back in. The whole thing broke off.
What a rip off.
So like broken for a little. So what I did was I contacted Lego customer support. I said that I bought a Lego Star-Lord set and you're missing leg pieces. They're like, okay. And they sent it to me. And so I got it replaced for free.
How do you do that? I tried to do that once with a set that I never got. I'm like, I just want this piece. So I tried to do that. And they're like, yeah, no, you're kind of an idiot. You clearly have never actually bought Lego before.
What piece was it?
It was the leg piece. So Star-Lord from the Lego Advent, the Marvel Advent Calendar has the same leg piece as Shaggy. So I just said that I got the Lego Advent Calendar and his piece. I think it's because I said the Lego Advent Calendar instead of a regular set, because the Advent Calendar is like, I guess, something about it is different.
And they're also more known for fucking up, aren't they?
Yeah, so I got all that. I got all that for $75. Used Lego is stiffer than straight out the box Lego. This is my first time dealing with used Lego. You know, some I don't know how people get cracks in the arms, you know?
I do.
I don't know if you've experienced this, Liam.
Yeah, I have.
I've experienced this as well.
How?
It kind of just happens over time.
It's because when you
play with them a lot.
Pop the arms off.
Oh. Yeah. So that happened with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. But other than that, you know, I'm loving Lego Dimensions. It's fun. Beetlejuice is in the mail. I ordered Beetlejuice. He's coming in.
It's showtime.
And then I'm kind of done with LEGO Dimensions after that because I kind of have all the figures I need. I just need E.T. I just need E.T. and Knight Rider, and I'm done.
You said Shell, and I did a GLaDOS impression. I just realized that now.
Well, Shell doesn't talk, so.
Shell doesn't talk. I forgot. Can I talk about my used LEGO store now?
Yes.
Yeah, I just thought that.
Fine, get it over with.
I talked about my used LEGO. Now you can.
So, everyone.
What?
Recently, I went to a used LEGO store called, and you may have heard about this one. It's on YouTube sometimes, called Bricks and Minifigs.
Whoa.
We went in. It was closed. It said the guy, there's a sign on the side that said back in 15 minutes. So we just said, okay, let's get something to eat. See, there's only like 10 locations. So I don't want to call out the employee because he might know. He was a little chubby.
Fuck you, Marcus.
I don't even know his name. He came and I said, sorry, guys, I was just in the bathroom. We're open if you want to come back in. So we went back in and he had a dog. It was really cute. He was kind of fat. He was completely alone. Didn't talk much at all. It was pretty cool. They had all this old shit. It was pretty overpriced. You guys can like ask me questions or stuff. Oh,
okay. I thought
you were just going to talk about it for a little bit. Like
I got uncomfortable with my own voice.
Okay.
What characters did you get, Liam?
Oh,
is that what you fucking want?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I got a Looney Tunes man. What? My first one.
Inspector Sam?
Who's Inspector Sam?
No, he got Roadrunner.
I got the Roadrunner.
Insemity Sam?
No.
Not Semen Sam.
Not Anti-Semity Sam. Anti-Semity Sam.
Not anti-Semitic Will. Sam, I mean. Got the Roadrunner. He's pretty cool. He's missing a piece, but that's okay. I can order that on the Bricklink.
What piece?
It's his
head top hat.
His little feather plume on the top of his head. It was missing.
Oh, that's kind of a crucial piece.
What's okay?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not as crucial as the rest of him.
I don't know.
He's like five. How much did you pay for him? How much did you pay for him?
I don't actually know if I overpaid for him or not. He was not behind the glass. They had this little like bin of minifigures in little plastic balls, and they were $6 each. Some of them were not worth $6. Some of them, I got a collectible minifigure series that was a knight from series like 20. That's worth like $30, and I was like, "Oh, I'm getting this." I also got the Roadrunner. He was $6. But I was more interested. They had this, you know, like the Lego store has the build a minifig thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had one of those, but it was, of course, parts from all over the place. Lots of old pieces. So we made a bunch of classic figures.
That's so cute.
There were these little families, full family of children there also building their minifigures. They wouldn't leave. So we just like shared the space. And I kept.
I hate when that happens.
I know, and I was there with my boyfriend Alex, and I kept being like, "Oh look, Alex, they have
this." You're gay.
What?
With my my platonic friend Alex.
That's what I thought.
I kept being like, "Hey, look, they got this piece here. They got this piece," and the kid kept being like, "No thanks, I'm not interested. I don't want that one." I didn't have it in me to tell him that like, I wasn't talking to you, dude. I'm not talking to you. You're like six. I'm talking to the other adult next to me, dude. Stop talking to me, bro.
Maybe next time get your kid out of the Lego store.
You gotta leave, bro. This is like for adults. I saw him pick up an old vintage piece and be like, "This is fake Lego." And I'm like, "Dude, no, it's not. Just because it came out before you were fucking born doesn't mean it's fake."
Maybe come in here when you can. Maybe when you can handle.
Maybe come in here when you can legally get some pussy. But right now, get out. Okay, get the fuck out of here.
Well, he legally can get.
Funding for this podcast has been provided by.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
More about the Lego store. After a
did
while,
did they have any minifigure like collectible minifigure bags like unopened?
They had a whole shelf of like boxes of past CMF series.
Really? Like, did they have the DC one? The original DC one?
They did have the DC one.
Were those expensive? How much were they, if you remember?
The collectible minifigures were $7.99.
So not too bad.
That's really not bad.
Not too bad, but, you know, they are still in the bag, so you can't see them. They actually had their own original, like, random figures, like random blind bags that the store made, and there was a sign saying, please do not feel the bags.
Why?
It's fucked up.
Because then you'd know what figure you're getting.
But that's the point.
Yeah, that's why it's fucked up.
No.
That's the brand.
Yeah, no. It's supposed to be random.
I don't remember if I told this on another podcast. By the way, the Roadrunner Complete is about $6 Canadian, but that's not including shipping, so you gained.
Well, that's good.
Because if you part it out, hold on.
I forgot to mention, if you get three of those $6 figures, it's 14 total.
Damn.
There you go.
I kind of forgot, so it was a little deal.
I want to know how much individual pieces are, but I don't know how to fucking work Bricklink, because Bricklink's stupid.
Bricklink!
I'm literally a Bricklink master.
Bricklink brick stinks.
I want to go to a used Lego. You know what? We should go on an adventure to a used Lego store here in good old Canada.
Road trip.
I can't find any.
Yeah, because Canadians suck. Anyway, that reminds me, you with the little kid reminds me of the time my girlfriend and I went to the Lego store to look at the new Disney series packs, and these two fucking people were hogging the two boxes that they had available, and I was like, okay, we'll just wait it out, and my girlfriend was like, okay, we'll wait it out, and a minute 20 goes by. And they're still feeling the bags. And we're like, what the fuck is happening? So my girlfriend gets the courage to go up to them and be like, can I use one of these? And, you know, and then I got my shit. And I actually helped them because I'm a pro bag feeler. They're like, I can't find Dr. Facilier. I was like, fucking here you go, idiot. You feel his top hat.
That's like a wholesome story. Why are you mad?
Yeah.
Because
you helped kids, and maybe the kids helped you.
No, they weren't kids. They weren't kids. They were like
the kids taught you as much as you taught them.
They were adults.
Oh, they were adults? Oh, now it's weird. Okay, never mind. I thought they were kids.
No, they were my age.
Never mind. So that's even more embarrassing.
Yeah, because they can't feel shit.
Yeah, that's kind of
like, how stupid do you have to be to not feel a fucking top hat in a bag? You fucking idiot.
Anybody can feel a top hat in a bag, but no one can feel a bag in a top hat.
Nobody can feel Will's butthole except for him.
I think we're getting to a point where we should wrap this up.
One more thing about this Lego store, and it's been boiling the water in my body ever since.
Ooh.
Pisses me the fuck off.
I'm listening.
So it started off, they had those, you know, those little VIP parts packs? It's just a bunch of packs of like random parts.
VIP parts pack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had one of those, and it was $5 for the pirate one. I was like, ooh, I'm probably going to get this on the way out when we pay for our stuff. And then I checked back, and when we're ready to leave, it was gone. And I went, oh, man, someone got it. That's okay. Some kid probably got it. And then we went back to wherever, and I looked at the fucking checkout, and there were these two adults.
Oh, no.
Carrying a pile of boxes of the same set.
Oh.
And I was like, you fucking resellers.
Oh, dear God.
Stole my shit. I was hoping a kid got that, man. But it was some fucking dude and his wife carrying a box, like three boxes of Marvel sets, the same one, and my fucking VIP.
Which one?
I don't know. It was some, either a Marvel set or a Star Wars set.
I'm gonna kick some shit.
I fucking hate resellers. I fucking hate them.
I know. Why are they allowed?
Oh my god, give me something to break.
I was like, dude, I'm mad.
It's just one of those days.
As we wrap up, I've been searching for that Lego Batman poly bag, the one that has the Batman Returns syndrome or whatever. It's impossible. It's so hard to find. I don't know how hard a poly bag could be to find. There's like 10 million Cho Changs.
Oh, I got that one. The one with the gargoyle?
Yeah.
I had that one. We found it in Walmart.
I can't find it for the life of me. Did you find it in the States or did you find it in Canada?
We found it in the States.
Yeah, I can't find it for the life of me. If any of you find it in a Walmart, buy it for me and I'll pay you back. I've been looking for it like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that sounds like a fair trade-off. Before we close out, can I share a real quick personal news?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
That I totally forgot.
Tell us about your engagement.
Sorry.
Tell us about your newborn fucking stupid ass son or whatever.
I've been doing some soul searching recently, and I've finally came to a conclusion that I've been trying to run from for so long. I can now proudly say that my favorite LEGO theme, just in general, my favorite theme of LEGO is Mixels.
What?
I've come to that decision as of recent. I've thought, you know what? I like Mixels, and I'm just going to say it loud and proud. My favorite theme.
Well, you must have watched the Cartoon Network animated TV show Mixels, right?
I didn't.
Well, there you go. There's some homework.
Have you ever owned a Mixel?
I've owned Mixels. I had a few Mixels. I really liked them because...
You owned a Mixel?
I had a few Mixels. I had three Mixels. Technically, I had four. And the three of them were from the same sort of concept, the same set, you know?
Same clan,
yeah.
Clan of Mixel.
The Mixel clan.
What about Window Licker? Do you like Window
Licker? I don't have Window Licker, but I like Mixels because the ones I had, I remember playing with them fondly. Just like my testicles. But they're like part packs. What I would do is I would build the Mixels, and then I would bring it down to like a science of how to build the Mixel. I would practice so many times building it, and then what I'd do is I'd just break it apart and make my own shit. And I have some of my most fond LEGO memories with the Mixels that I owned, so I'm putting my foot down and saying it's my favorite series. Do you have a problem with that?
Of all time?
It's up there.
Well, this is not an insult or like anything mean, but I'm just saying Mixels being your favorite LEGO theme is exactly in line with you only watching fake movies like a Casper Fox Wendy on Letterboxd.
That's true.
That's the same thing.
It is the same thing. You need culture.
Okay, sure.
You need culture in your life. AKA...
Maybe in between podcasts, you guys can watch Casper Meets Wendy, and then we'll talk, all right? I refuse to speak to you until...
My money long like James Cameron.
Macaroni.
This shit ain't nothing to me, man.
Anyway, this has been a great episode of the Just Too Good podcast.
So great. So great.
The Just
Too podcast. The Just
Too podcast. We've enjoyed our time. Justin, how about you? How do you let us, how do you close us off?
I have no use for a...
Whoa, okay.
That is awesome.
All right. Jesus Christ.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye, boys.